6:40 now at KLIF. Facebook is trying to fix your news feed, and they want your help to do it. Producer Robin Geske joins us live in the studio with more on the changes on the way. Robin, what's going on?
Well, this is actually the second change that Mark Zuckerberg has announced in recent weeks. I'm sure you guys remember the one a couple weeks ago where he said that he was going to prioritize basically all of your friends and family's posts over, you know, any sponsored content. Well, this is the second part of that. What they're trying to do is cut down on sensationalized fake news.
Right.
That's what they're trying to do. And they're trying to actually, I think, remove themselves from perpetuating
from the process.
Because
there's no way to avoid getting stung.
Exactly. So what they're going to do is, and he was very vague about it, but he made an announcement on his blog that he said that they're going to ask all of the users if you're familiar with a source and if you trust it. Mm-hmm. If you're given a source, in your news feed, and then they're going to use all of the responses from everybody to determine which news organizations or news posts are really newsworthy, are actually, legitimate sources. They said that they considered themselves actually going through the process and doing it, but they didn't think that they could be objective, that, they wanted the users, input on it. So
don't you think the users will be politically motivated as well?
Oh, absolutely. That's the, I think, the biggest flaw in this process.
Well, there's no way to avoid it. But here's the thing, and we talk about this when we talk about doing online reviews. Like with Yelp or with Google or something like that. And as Amy says, you take the worst and the best
and you
throw them out.
Yeah. And
go
then you
for
have
the middle.
What's left in the middle.
And I think that's probably the way to do this.
It probably is. I mean, and also think about it. If, I can talk to my next door neighbor and they can say, Joe Schmo's America One News is a legitimate source. It's not. But, who's to say what is legitimate?
Right.
What is their criteria for it? He hasn't given any.
It's very subjective.
Absolutely. And he hasn't given any, specifics on how they're going to do it. It's just that it's going to be in a poll type system and it's going to show up on your newsfeed.
Are there news organizations that are worried about this?
Oh, absolutely. There are every single. In fact, The Atlantic had a really good article on it, bringing up, legitimate questions as far as, how are they going to implement this?
It could be a form of censorship.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. So, I think all they're trying to do is, like I said, remove themselves from the process, like you said. And I mean, I don't know about being, nobody can look at anything and be like, oh yeah, that's not legitimate, because it could be legitimate as somebody else.
Well, besides that, I am completely unaware that Facebook has ever been a news source of its own.
They
don't post news stories. They just allow their users to do that.
Exactly. And this is something I feel very passionately about, because like you talked about last week, you see people post things all the time. That's not news. But they think it is.
Yeah.
They're going to believe it and they're going to spread it just like it is. So
clickbait.
Yeah. Yes. Joe Schmo's clickbait that I said the other day. You have to thoroughly vet something that you're going to believe in and that you're going to pass on, and nobody does.
And does that mean if if I like Fox News and they decide that that's not a trustworthy news source, then that's not showing up in my news feed, even though I want to see it?
It's not. That's exactly right.
And same with MSNBC or vice versa.
Well, but it wouldn't show up in your news feed anyway unless one of your friends posted a story from Fox News.
Well, they said that 5%.
Unless you like it. If you like it, then it shows up in your feed.
5% of your feed is going to still remain the sponsored content and the news,
the
articles.
Stuff that you like.
I think Zuckerberg's just trying to remain relevant. I mean, Facebook's been around for a long time now. He's not the college kid that was made famous by its inception.
True.
And he does have future plans. We don't know what it is, but it might be political.
I also think that appearing before the Senate committee kind of scared him a little bit. I think that
I've been saying for years now that it in a way, it's frustrating to see what people think is really going on in the world, and they don't know what they're talking about, and they post stuff without checking it out all that. But I do think that it's good for us. It's medicine that we hate but need to take, and that is to learn to think for ourselves, to go a little bit beyond the fact that it's printed by somebody else, so it must be true.
I mean, there's a difference between that and ignorance, and a lot of it is ignorance.
Right.
It's just, you take what's given to you and you don't investigate anymore. You don't.
Right.
Well, they don't teach kids critical thinking anymore.
Not at
all.
That's
part of the problem.
Not at all.
Do you have any favorite news sources that you?
I do, actually.
I thought you might. I just thought it would be interesting if we all revealed a couple in the few seconds we have left.
Wall Street Journal. That's going to be my first one go-to.
I would agree, except that I have to subscribe to it. It's too expensive, so I can't read it.
It's kind of pricey, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have Wall Street Journal, and then I obviously AP. I think AP is probably going to be the most unbiased.
Probably so in terms of the major sources that we used to refer to.
I see a lot of bias reporting.
Yeah, there's
on the
a lot of words, little, mm-hmm. you know, very subtle stuff that gets snuck in there.
Yeah,
AP,
at least you get all of it. They will cover all
right,
the news.
Right, that's true.
You know, some don't.
I like some very unusual sources that most people would never think of. I like the Christian Science Monitor.
They're good.
They're excellent. And there's nothing Christian Science-y about it.
Right. I like business news, so I like the Business Insider.
That's good. Too, yeah, although that good. Really leans left if
yeah.
it gets into political stories.
But
Deseret News, when I'm speaking of religious-backed news organizations. And then another one of my favorites internationally is the Jerusalem Post.
Mm, yes.
So, I don't know.
But I like the Wall Street Journal, too.
Yeah.
We should all pool and get a subscription.
Well, I have a student subscription to the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, okay. 6:45. Thanks, Robin. Robin Geske, our producer.